This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
To Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we may circle over to this later, but I do want to bring, I like to, whenever we can, do our best to bring the audience into the room a little bit.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, no matter who you're rooting for, that's the kind of sporting moment last night that you can really consume. And I'm referring to Pete Alonso's home run for the New York Mets.
My God.
We have mentioned all week that in for Grandy is our friend Ken. He is a huge Mets fan. He has been wearing certain portions of Mets gear on his body throughout the week. Today, he showed up in an entire uniform.
Including underwear.
I mean, do you have cleats on right now, for God's sakes? Like, seriously.
No, I left those at home.
Okay, that's good.
Got the eye black if you want to wear that later.
I think it would be smart based on how the rest of you looks.
Did you guys know that he has Mr. Met tattooed on his body?
I did not.
I saw that earlier.
And I oh God. Well, at least it's in a visible spot. I didn't think you were going to show me right. Well, you said it and I looked at him. Yeah, like, I'm like, oh God. And then he just, thankfully it's on his inner arm.
And he's got a Doc Gooden jersey on. And he actually, to make it authentic, has sprinkled powdered sugar on his mustache under each nostril.
I think I've heard that's Shasky's fault. Is that Shasky's fault? Did you eat a donut this morning?
No donuts.
No
for me
donut.
Today.
Okay. All right. I heard there were donuts.
Yeah, the powdered sugar had nothing to do with the donuts, but I get you trying to soften the blow a little bit of my edgy humor.
I did.
Well, Doc Gooden. Doc Gooden.
Look, you're going to do woke. You get one Coke joke a day.
Woke versus Coke, baby.
We've been on the air for less than an hour. It's your second Coke reference. It's early in the show. Okay? This is right when kids are being picked up
from
school.
Kids are not out of school yet. It's not a minimum day on a Wednesday.
Excuse me. I've got a 10-year-old.
On a Friday?
I got a 10-year-old. You want to know when they get out of school? 2:30. Tone it down.
I'm actually going to ramp it up.
You look at me and you tone it down.
I'm going to ramp it up because the woke versus Coke thing is part of the Calgarithm, and I was trying to get you guys on board yesterday with the Calgarithm, and I got crickets on the thread.
Yeah, because it's
a thing. Well, and that's why game day is here, because of the Cal Twitter. They got this whole thing to happen. So for me, the football game.
Now you have to explain.
Well, Cal.
People don't usually like algorithms on the radio, but go ahead, give it a shot.
Cal has gone to Twitter to turn Cal football into a thing, and partly because of the new conference they're in, and partly because of the funny Twitter that they've gone on, and also the fact that their team is actually really good. 3-1, and they should be 4-0. They should have beaten Florida State, but they didn't. So Cal's football rise, coinciding with Cal Twitter and their impact on social media, has made it to where game day, the biggest pregame show in American sport, apologies to Inside the NBA, this is actually bigger and I think more fun and more impactful. Well, and it's here for the first time because of Cal Twitter and what they're calling the Calgorithm.
That's fair. I'll tell you, this is how where my mind goes when you say all that. And then we're going to go to the phones. Those of you who wanted to weigh in on the toughest job of the front offices, hang right there for just a sec. But I do this in my classes a lot. We all are very, very tapped in automatically to all of the ways that social media is bad, right? Teen anxiety, FOMO, everybody's Instagram account. Nobody's putting up your bad moments. You're only putting up your trips and your parties that no one else is invited to and your pretty dinners and all of that stuff. And I'm not suggesting anyone should do it differently, but social media, for all of the obvious and acknowledged pitfalls, has a lot of good. And what you just stated is one of them. Like, you're suggesting that game day is not here tomorrow without social media. And I agree with you.
Yeah. And I do think that it's because of the way that the Cal social media, and it's been dubbed as the Calgorithm. And the algorithm, of course, in social media is when you like something, you get more of it. And things that you follow, you get more of it. And that's kind of how social media works. And so the Calgorithm has been flooding the internet with fun Cal memes, including woke versus Coke. And they're harkening back to the days of Miami as a den of cocaine.
It is very funny.
And Cal being, you know, the woke media and all the rest of it. And the Cal social media community has embraced the tree hugger, super liberal nature of the fan base.
Yeah, how can you not?
But they've doubled and tripled down on it, sure. And that's what's made this so hilarious. And I do think that it's a big reason why game day is actually here. And, you know, they're here. And starting tonight at midnight, students will line up. And tomorrow, when you turn on your college football programming, which for me always starts with game day, and you know, you see all these crazies and you see the crazy kids and their funny signs, and that's going to be here. And I think that that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's fantastic. 888-957-9570 is the number. More on that coming up. But we were asking you, of the Niners, Giants, and Warriors, Buster Posey takes over, Mike Dunleavy Jr. takes over, Steph's career is in its final stages, a lot of questions about whether or not they're maximizing that, and then the 49ers are about to have to give $60 million to somebody who right now they pay one, and he happens to be very, very important, and so what do they do about that? Which of the three front offices has the toughest job over the next 3 years? Let's go to Sean in Fremont. Hi, Sean. Thanks for calling.
Hey, what's up, guys? On a side note, speaking of woke versus Coke, I'm waking up at about 3:45 a.m. tomorrow to go to game day, so it should be interesting.
Nice. I thought you were going to say that you're waking up at 3:45 to do Coke. That was that's where I thought this was going. So I'm relieved.
No, I'm going to try to go to game day.
Okay, good.
It should be fun. But yeah, so I think out of the three jobs, I think it's the Giants that is the toughest, and I'll tell you why. So we all know Blake Snell's going to opt out. And I think Blake Snell is going to be a Los Angeles Dodger in 2025. They have a need at that. They need frontline starting pitching, and they got loads of cash. And then if you look at the rest of the Giants roster, they do have some good pitching, but position player talent, I mean, I like Ramos as a young player, but outside of Ramos, I mean, how many studs do they really have offensively? And then you take Snell out of the rotation, I mean, then it's kind of no longer the best rotation in MLB. It's probably, I don't know, top 10, 15-ish. So, yeah, those are my thoughts.
Yeah, it's a fair one, Sean. I would say this. There are a lot of assumptions in there, and I understand that. The Dodgers actually have not usually done long-term expensive deals for pitchers. I think a lot of teams around the league right now look at that. It's the reason Blake Snell was still sitting there in March last year. is nobody wants to do that because it's too scary with all the injuries to the arms. Look at what's happened with Walker Buehler with the Dodgers. So I don't know that he's going to end up there. Maybe he will. I don't know that. But as far as like what the Giants need to do to turn around, I think that there are deals and signings out there to where it's believable that the Giants, because it's baseball, they could be good as quick as next year. I don't think that's like off the table. They need to do things that are smart. They need to work. But I think you can turn baseball teams around rather quickly, especially when you're not starting from like a 65-win type of a situation, or if you just have a bunch of 22-year-olds out there. You know, the Giants have some of their things, like a frontline starting pitcher, for example, and some young ones who have already gotten some experience. They have some things in place already. So I don't know what their moves are, you know, but if you love Ha-Sung Kim, if he's playing short and you find a right fielder and Pete Alonso's the DH and you know, whatever, you sign a starter not named Snell, but he pitches well. It's not crazy to think that that's a good team next year.
No, and you only need to win, what, 8 more games to be a playoff team. And yep. If you're a playoff team, you never know what can happen. The Mets are a good example. I don't know about the Pete Alonso idea. It feels to me like he might have a new contract by morning after what he did yesterday. Like, how are the Mets going to let him go now? He's an immediate New York hero after yesterday.
Why haven't they done it yet? I mean, Ken, why haven't they done it yet? Well, this has been rumored for a year and a half with Pete Alonso. Why, if the Mets were going to sign him, they would have done it by now, right?
No, not really.
Why?
Well, I mean, I think it really came down to this year. And, you know, numbers-wise, you would pay a person, you know, to hit 30-something home runs, close to 100 RBIs. But the way Pete's at-bats have gone throughout the year,
yeah,
I don't think they would give him the money. I don't know now. Things change, right? One at-bat changes everything.
Does it? You're gonna pay that guy long-term because he hit one home run in round one?
I would say that the highest you want to go is 3 to 4 years. That's my if I'm gonna pay Pete Alonso, 3 to 4 years. Nothing beyond.
What's your sense, yay or nay, he's still a Met next year?
Percentage wise, yeah. Probably maybe 60-40, yes. 60%, yeah.
60-40, yes?
Yes.
See, I'd say 40-60.
Possibly.
Yeah.
I'd say that jumped to 80-20 in the last 12 hours, I think.
I think it goes away if they lose the next round. You know what I mean?
I don't think so.
I do. Like, you can have a dramatic... You can
look at, I mean, what he did all year, the guy played all year,
yes.
And 34 homers, 88 driven in, and an OPS of 788. That's really good, and he's been solid all 5 years, aside from the 2020 year where there was, you know, a pandemic, and he plays almost every single game.
Yeah.
The guy doesn't get hurt. He shows up, and he slugs. I don't know. I think the Mets would be stupid to let him go, but... For the point of this question, the things you laid out that the Giants need to do, for me, is a lot more difficult than what the Warriors need to do is singular, and it's nearly impossible, but it is bring in somebody who is a superstar to replace the greatest player in franchise history. And if you can't do that, well, then what can the Warriors do? So for me, the question is, it's a good question, but when you look at the Warriors, how do they go about it? If they don't bring in Giannis or somebody who is a real top line, top 7 player in the league, you're going to have to suffer through 3 to 5 years of rebuilding.
Right, which I just don't think he'll do. Like, I get
what
you're...
it's easy to do what he wants to do, which is shovel $70 million a year to the biggest thing in basketball.
Yeah, but I don't, like, that's not easy to make it happen. It's not easy by trade. It's not easy by free agency. You even brought it up. How do you woo a guy if there's not necessarily a whole lot waiting there for him? You know that NBA stars want to be around other NBA stars, but we know that the Warriors are big fish. They're big game hunters. That's who they are. That is what they are to their core. And yes, I absolutely believe when you, for example, with the Golden State Warriors, when you get to a trade conversation about Lauri Markkanen, this is how I believe it goes. And do I believe Draymond was talking about that deal when he sort of insinuated that he talked the front office out of a big deal? I don't know if he actually talked them out of it, but I do believe that's the kind of deal he was talking about. The Warriors would look at Lauri Markkanen and go, all right, we have these chips. This is what we've got to offer. We got these picks. We got a Kuminga. We got a Moody. We got a Pods. Are we going to unload our bucket for Lauri Markkanen? He's a very good player. And their thought in the end was, nope, we'll wait for Giannis. Or something comparable to that.
Right.
And so I think that they're always shopping at the absolute top of the market. A fancy restaurant's not good enough for Joe. He needs the fanciest. It needs to be white tablecloth and on the roof. And so I just don't think he will ever buy into the idea of let's stink for 3 years and get a pick.
Well, he doesn't have the choice, ultimately.
Sure he does.
Well, he does, but he doesn't, because he can offer the top free agent $80 million a year, and if Steph and Draymond are gone and Wiggins is gone and you're left with, you know, not much in the cupboard, that free agent can say, nah, I'm good. So he only has the control of it to the extent that he can trade for a player and trade for a player who's already under some team control. Outside of that, when it's a free agent, he has no control. And that's where I think about the post-Steph era, and you mentioned it, 3 years. In 3 years, what's the toughest thing? I don't think that he's going to have the ability to just go out there and say, yeah, hey, you, best free agent on the market, come play for us. I'll give you the most money. Well, we don't have anybody around you, but we're going to give you $70 million a year.
I don't think that they'll feel that way. I don't think they'll feel that they'll have no one around them. I think that they look right now and go, well, no. Could an A fit into a situation where Pods is now a more experienced player? Kuminga, is it Moody? Does Wiggins find something? Whatever. Like, I don't think they think their cupboard is bare. And you're right. I'm not disagreeing that he doesn't have all the control, but what he can control is what he tries to do.
Sure.
And I don't think he'll ever sit in a boardroom and go, look, I'm okay if we stink for 3 years. I just don't think he'll ever do it.
Yeah, he may not have a choice.
He may, but the effort will be to do otherwise. Like, you're
fine.
I feel
yeah.
like you're suggesting that they go into that hole purposefully, a la the Spurs, so that you can get that pick. I don't think the Warriors will ever do it.
It's not always purposefully, but you might be in a spot where that happens anyway. And Jonathan Kuminga is eligible for an extension, and so far we've heard nothing about an extension. Jordan Poole was in a similar spot, and he got an extension in mid-October. So is Kuminga going to get an extension, or will he be a restricted free agent in the offseason? So this could be Jonathan Kuminga's last year as a Golden State Warrior. If they don't extend
yeah,
him,
it could be.
And he
yeah.
plays this year and he plays well, and he becomes restricted and some team offers him $40 million a year, he may be gone. So that asset that we all talk about may or may not be here. And if he is here and he's making $40 million a year next year, well, then that's going to preclude you from getting another big piece in, unless you want to go back up into that second apron again.
No, I mean, again, we're talking about when things start to fall apart on the other end. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, but if maybe, you give Kuminga 4 years and 160.
Yeah, but then Steph and Draymond, or you know what I mean? Like, this might be after they're off the books in 2-3 years.
Right.
And so that's what I'm saying.
I get it. And, you know, you're expecting that Jonathan Kuminga then would be an attractive piece to be a number two to bring in a top line guy.
You'd hope. Or a trade piece.
Right.
You know? Jason in the city. Hi, Jason. Thanks for calling.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Happy Friday.
To you as well.
Thanks. I really like this question. I think it's a really thoughtful one, really interesting one, and I just cannot understand how the Niners are not coming up as the clear favorite answer.
Interesting.
Here.
Why do you feel that way?
Because there are three ways to think about the difficulty of a front office. One is recruitment. The other is delivering wins. And Willard, you were saying butts in seats, buying tickets. And the final one, I think, is ultimately the most important, which is delivering against expectations. And we can talk about pressure and things like that. But first, when it comes to recruitment, next 3 years, yeah, Niners solid. I mean, who's not going to want to play with Brock Purdy when it comes to trades? I mean, with always talent coming up through the NCAAs, and the recruitment's not going to be an easy win for the Niners. Excuse me, delivering wins. I hear you that the Niners are going to be consistently good, and they're good. We're talking about them every year as contenders. I get that. I would argue that might be more of a thing about football, the nature of within the context of American sports, than it is anything else about the Niners front office. But delivering against expectations, Niners, I mean, because you're so good, because you're going to have no excuses for lacking in recruitment issues, you got no excuses. Giants, Farhan did not deliver against expectations, so he's out. Next 3 years, hey, we're going to think about this as a rebuilding with the Warriors, Curry and Draymond. They're on the tail end of their careers. Excited to see what their future is, but against expectations, I don't know. Niners. Man, 2 years ago, we were in the NFC Championship. Last year, we were in OT. We got Patrick Mahomes still in his prime. Oh, man, delivering expectations, I think Niners have it the hardest, and I think that's the most important factor. Let me know what you all think.
Yeah, Jason, that's a very fair way to look at it, which is look at each three of these teams and decide what we're expecting or what the bar that we're going to hold them to. And there's no doubt, and I think you've even detailed this with what you're saying about, look, when an NBA team loses its generational star, you just have to sort of expect it's going to go down a little bit. We're not going to give that room to the 49ers. The Giants are also rebooting, and they're being run by everybody's favorite Giant. So there's going to be room there. There's breathing room.
Sure.
Niners don't have it. So that's an interesting way to answer it. To me, though, that gets overwhelmed by one factor and one factor only. You have a star quarterback.
You're not losing your generational star.
You have a star quarterback, and when you have a star quarterback in the NFL, you're good.
Exactly.
Period.
And, I mean, if Brock Purdy is this good in 3 years, then he is a generational star. And he's a guy who, at that point, will be into year two of a 4 or 5 year contract. And so you won't have to worry about that cornerstone piece and everything else that you've built around him. You feel like you can replace, and you've done well enough in the draft, late in rounds especially, and undrafted players that you can support Brock Purdy with draft picks and undrafted players and all the rest of it. And plus, I think in football, it's as much about culture and head coach and structure and system and all the rest of it. And if you have Kyle Shanahan, all those things can offset whatever you need to do as a GM.
Let's go to Mike in Santa Clara next up. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Happy Friday to both of you.
Yeah, you too.
Just wanted to thank you. You know, regarding the Giants, a couple things I wanted to point out. You know, in the Willard Dibbs, like you guys said, there's going to be some leeway, especially with Buster Posey at the helm now at this point. I think that what they need to focus on, and look, the Giants have always had a good history of having pitchers in the rotation that have always been consistent and also that have been able to make the starts that need to start. In the end, it's going to come down to, like, you know, what can Buster do to bring some bats around here? I'm not expecting him to get a Juan Soto or someone like that. And I'm not throwing and these other two names I'm about to throw out, I'm not saying these are the guys we go after, but like a tier two kind of power bat in J.D. Martinez, Castellanos, you know, those guys, kind of like tier two type of bats where we can still get some players in here, but it still makes us somewhat relevant, and bringing seats into the ballpark where we're actually going to be more than just a 50-50 or, you know, just a, 50-50 team at that point. And
Mike, I think what you're saying, has some merit. Where, like, and we've been doing this for a few years. Oh, Soto and Judge and Ohtani. What if Teoscar Hernandez is your right fielder? And he's not going to sit here, I'm not going there. It's too hard to hit. Teoscar Hernandez is in a spot where if you gave him a 3-year deal and offered him the right money, he's going to say yes, because that's the kind of free agent he is. He's going to go for years and money. He's a Dodger. So that's a double hit.
Can you stomach that?
Absolutely.
He hasn't been a Dodger long enough to where the Dodger stink wouldn't be on him.
No, I like taking free agents from the Dodgers. It's a double win. Take him away from the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Then you get one. No, I don't. Yeah, I don't have any issue with becoming a Giant if you
just as long as he's not a forever Dodger.
As long as you're good. If you're good, take him off that team.
Like Max Muncy is a Giant.
I was pro Corey Seager. You know what I mean?
Bellinger. You wanted Bellinger?
Yes, I wanted Bellinger. Absolutely. Steve Sachs cannot play for the Giants.
Well, Hershiser.
Yeah, I didn't like that. All right. Yeah. Anyway,
interesting.
888-957-9570 is the number. We'll keep talking about this. Also, want to hear one of the great radio calls, literally of all time? We'll do it next on Willard and Dibbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.